This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk with congressional Democrats all the time. We don't have to have dinner with them to have conversations with them. We'll continue to talk with them about policy-related issues. And again, I think that the fact that there were a number of Democrats that were present kind of negates the fact that it wasn't a bipartisan dinner.
That was Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about the dinner, the state dinner for Emmanuel Macron, and the French president gave his long-awaited speech, we've been hearing about this, to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. That's part of his state visit to the United States. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we start with the French head of state and his relationship with the United States and with the president and what he talked about in his speech. Here's a snippet of Macron.
I believe in building a better future for our children, which requires offering them a planet that is still habitable in 25 years.
All right, so you heard that. He opened his speech with like kind of a little bit of a history lesson. He talked about the relationship between the United States and the French Republic. He talked about George Washington and talked about his relationship with the French. He went on to details why the United States is where it is now, and he certainly lobbied his agenda. He said he wants the Americans to support the Iran deal. He wants the Americans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. That's not happening. And talked about Syria, too. So it's pretty interesting. He didn't talk too much about the intervention in Syria, just a little bit, just brushed over it. But on the Paris Climate Accords, he had some very definite words, and they pretty much divided the room, if you will. He talked about the need to address the urgency of climate change. He said he wished the United States would rejoin it. He sounded kind of like he was apologizing, but then he said he understands there are disagreements between the French and the U.S. on the issue. He added it would not necessarily be the case forever. So there was a little bit of a hint in that. And then he had a zinger that last year that we should make the planet great again, he said, which itself followed Trump's withdrawal from the Paris deal. And Macron introduced the maxim, there is no Planet B. So Planet B is going to be sort of his tagline, I have a feeling, coming out of this. And it's pretty interesting. You know, Macron knew what he was doing. He knew he could poke certain social issues and he could back out of a few others. And hey, listen, the 40-year-old attractive head of state of France is no dummy. He is a brilliant public speaker. He's funny. That was the other who's waiting in the virtual green room. He's funny. He has a way with words, and he charms himself with the heads of state. And I honestly think that despite the comment about some, like the climate accord, some of what would definitely separate the current policy and the current president from what's going on with the French, he knows how to shore that up, and he did that in that speech, without a doubt. While that was happening, there were some other things that were going on of interest, including the fact that you've got a few things coming out of D.C., because, you know, I always say America Tonight is really what you and I would talk about over the fence back in the days when you actually talked about what was happening that was affecting our world in general. So the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is like, it's like the old days. He's like in the, you know, he's in the stockade, if you will. And you can hear him in the background, right? And being in the stockade. Michael Cohen plans to assert his Fifth Amendment rights in the lawsuit filed against him by the adult film star Stormy Daniels, and that's what he said. Based on the advice of counsel, I'm going to assert my Fifth Amendment rights in connection to any of the proceeding elements of the case due to the criminal investigation by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. So remember, it was just earlier this month that the FBI raided his house, his office, his hotel room, all that other kind of stuff, and tried to find what they could, any documents related to Stormy Daniels, among whatever else they could find, because this all goes back to that same thing, the $130,000 that he paid her as part of this non-disclosure agreement that was made a couple of weeks before the 2016 presidential election. He says the money was his own, and he was never reimbursed. Now, the very vocal attorney for Stormy Daniels tweeted out, "This is a stunning development never before in our nation's history, as the attorney for the sitting president invoked the Fifth Amendment in connection with issues surrounding the president. It is especially stunning seeing as Michael Cohen served as the fixer for Mr. Trump for over 10 years. So that's where it sits right now. And it is pretty interesting to watch what happens with Michael Cohen, because I think this is going to go all the way down the pike. I really, really, really do. Okay, in the meantime, this is pretty interesting. You know, the Harvey Weinstein movement, or what I call Me Too, thanks to Harvey. Charlie Rose is going to host a series alongside a bunch of other men that have been taken down by the Me Too movement. So his PBS show was canceled because of the allegations of sexual abuse. And he's going to star in this series where he interviews other men who face sexual harassment scandals. This was broken today in one of the New York papers on page 6. And what they said is the show would feature him alongside Louis C.K., former NBC anchor Matt Lauer, and some others too as well. And according to page 6, the show was pitched to a writer and women's rights advocate, Tina Brown, as a Netflix show, but apparently no one at Netflix had heard of the show. But this is being kind of billed or seen as a comeback attempt for some of them who were definitely taken down because of it. And like I said, this is Harvey's hood, because once that gate was kicked open, that allowed all the rest of this to tumble down. I mean, and here's the question for all of you. Would you watch something like this? Would you be fixated? Would you be glued to? Would you want to hear what any of these guys have to say about what happened to them? And it'd be kind of interesting territory to figure out how would you correctly kind of maneuver what you were asking, and what was out of bounds, what wasn't out of bounds, or would it just be a free-for-all and a wide-open, transparent conversation? I mean, that would be the best, where it was just everything was out in the open. But I don't know. It seems like it would be more mea culpa from probably everybody that was on the show, so I don't know that it would actually be that interesting. All right, he thinks he's interesting. The significant other in my life next here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
It is the time of the week when the other in my life joins us for a segment of this radio show, and that would be my husband, Paul. And actually, there's some interesting things to talk about with Paul this time around. In fact, one of the things I just mentioned, Charlie Rose hosting this supposed series where we don't know much about it, talking to all these guys that were part of that Pandora's box of what then turned into the Me Too movement. At first blush, Paulie, I would think this would be interesting, but then on second thought, I think it would just be like a mea culpa. Oh, I didn't mean to. I don't know. If it's not done well, it wouldn't be that interesting to me.
I just want to know if Charlie's going to be wearing a bathrobe during these interviews.
Or is there going to be a locked door involved with Matt Lauer, right? Ooh, it could be like the Geraldo Rivera. Remember, you know, when he had to break into the safe? Al Capone's safe. We're going to see what's inside. We're going to see if we can find... Remember they had that thing about where in the world is Matt Lauer? Matt Lauer, where are you? We can't find you. You're behind those locked doors. I don't know what it is. So.
Somewhere in the Hamptons.
Yeah, somewhere. Somewhere in hiding. All right, so I have to say this, too. Let's talk about the real men. How about the Cleveland Cavaliers' LeBron James? Listen.
The real men.
He is a superstar, and don't we get to see it on display every now and then? I mean, he steps up to another level when he's in the playoffs. LeBron James hit a buzzer beater, just stunning the Pacers in this Game 5. So now... they lead 3-2 in that series because the Pacers have been playing really, really well. But he finished with an incredible night. 44 points, 14 of 24 shooting, 10 boards, 8 assists. But that buzzer beater is phenomenal. Whatever search engine you use, I don't care. I don't even care if you don't like sports. Just go and look at this shot, and it's phenomenal. This guy is, like, superhuman.
Wow, you're getting really jacked up about this.
I am, because I've seen him play, and it was one of the times I saw Michael Jordan, too. But I saw Jordan maybe half a dozen times, maybe a little bit more than that. But I have never seen anyone dunk a basketball like LeBron James. I just don't even know how it's possible. It's just so shocking to somebody who's, what, I'm all of 5'4", and forget this dunking a basketball. I mean, you know, we sometimes go out and shoot hoops, and I don't dial it in unless it's close to the board somewhere, and I can just throw it up, right?
Yeah, he's pretty amazing, and he's a pretty solid guy too. You know, well balanced family guy. So
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
I think it's kind of cool too. He is very charitable, and he makes a ton of money, but it doesn't matter. He gives a ton back. All right, so how about this? Here's some shocking news, and this is a perfect thing to talk to the other about because he's a big car nut. A bunch of car magazines. I don't even know what we get, but I just grab them out of the mailbox. But I saw this story, and the other did too. Ford is dropping all but two cars from its dealerships in North America. What's up with that?
They lose money off of every car they make, and they only make money on their trucks and SUVs. So, with the exception of the Mustang, they don't lose money off the Mustang, of course. So that's the only car they're going to keep, and they're going to keep a hatchback kind of crossover version of the Ford Focus that I don't think is actually even available as of yet. But, yeah, they're getting rid of their cars, and I just read this the other day that the truck business, SUVs, pickups in North America is a $90 billion industry. That's just insane. And so,
$90
billion? Yep. I mean, it's just the power of the pickup. You know, guys just want to drive a pickup or an SUV. You have one kid, you got to get a Tahoe. You know, I mean, it's just people have gotten a little overboard with the whole thing.
Well, and now it's almost like if you don't have an SUV, watch out. If you have a little car, I don't know how people drive those Mini Coopers and some of those other cars, because you are just waiting to get slammed by an SUV. You can't even see when you back up. You can't even see when you back up.
I think that's part of the problem. People are, like, surrounded by these tanks, and so they feel like, I got to be a little higher, because the first time you get hit by one of those things, man, you're like, ooh. First time it happened to me, I went out and bought a Toyota 4x4 that was jacked up, and I had a Honda Civic that sat like 2 feet off the ground because I didn't want to be in that little tin can anymore.
Yeah, and well, you and I have talked about it. We're looking at an SUV, right? So we just add to that $90
billion. Right, and we do a lot of home stuff that we can no longer fit in our small car that we've used as a truck for a long time. So
yeah,
that's part of the reason.
Yeah, here's the thing. Just picture this, everybody listening, right? So we had a Honda Civic. We have a Honda Civic. We still have it. It's in great condition. And what was one of our cars? And what we did was we...
5-speed if anybody wants it.
Yeah, everybody wants it. So the funny thing was, is when we went to get patio furniture, we got the patio furniture in that trunk. That is unbelievable.
No, actually, that was the even smaller car, the Acura Integra.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy that we fit that. I don't know how we did it. All right, so how about this? Here's a good one to talk about. Because, you know, we always end up talking about food. Subway. To me, sorry, I never was a big Subway fan. Why? I think they're like chintzy on the meat. You'd get a sub and it was like all bread. You might as well have just thrown sugar down your throat. So now, no surprise to me, the fast food sandwich chain, they're saying they're going to close about 500 stores in North America this year. But then they're saying overseas they'll open 1,000 of them. So they're not doing as well in the U.S., right? for some reason. I mean, that's unusual for Subway.
It's all about the meat. They don't give you any meat. It's all bread.
No meat. I know. I'm not a Subway fan. I mean, look, there's Jim. If I was going to rank, and for all of you out there, what would you rank as the number one sandwich shop in the United States? You can take our unofficial poll. Go to AmericaTonightRadio.com. Just log in there and tell us what you think. But I don't think very many people are going to say Subway. I'd say Jimmy John's, maybe. I could think of a lot of different places.
As far as chains, but, yeah, you guys got it beat hands down. You go to Philly, man, you get a hoagie, it will blow your mind.
Oh, yeah. Because why? Because you get, like, ridiculous amounts of meat. It's a real sandwich, the kind of sandwich that I grew up with.
Yeah, capicola, every kind of pork product known to man, they throw on that sandwich. They'll make it as hot as you, they'll make it so hot that you'll be breathing fire. And I eat Mexican food all the time, so I mean I eat jalapenos and everything, but that was the hottest sandwich I ever had. That one time in Florida, that the sandwich your mom brought down from New Jersey.
Yeah, that I remember that. That was brutal, wasn't it? Definitely. And you had something you wanted to read to us. You got to have to do it fast. Are you a speed reader? Go for it.
Yeah, we thought we'd get it on the fake news craze because we're trying to keep this little boat afloat here at America Tonight. So I just wanted to share some fake news, and I'm just pulling it up. It came off the wires, but bear with me here because it just dagnabbit.
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 Where is that fake
Come
news
on.
When you need it?
It's fake. I got to find it.
Mahalo ate it,
here
right?
It's coming up. Don't go anywhere. Oh, I wanted to mention 10-year-old bacon because I love bacon more than the average person, and I just heard an ad for 10-year-old bacon on America Tonight, so I found that fascinating, too. I hope you're going to join me in eating some 10-year-old bacon.
Well, you have basically 30 seconds to get to this story, so you better hurry.
Okay.
It's something to do with boys and mothers.
This just blew the whole thing.
Fake news doesn't work because we can't even find it when we're looking for
Man.
It.
Man.
You're not getting to it. You're going to...
Here it is.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Straight from the presses. This is a report that mothers in America are not paying attention to 80% of the cool things the nation's boys are doing. Whether at playgrounds, swimming pools, or in the backyard, they found that moms are only seeing a small fraction of the awesome tricks, impressive stunts, and feats of dexterity their sons routinely perform. I found that really sad.
That is really sad. Why? Because they're looking on. Because they're looking at their social devices, right?
Yep.
All right. The other. We'll see you again next week. Thank you.
I'm out of here to Bacon Town.
Coming up next, we dive into the mailbag on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivering
foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
Mahalo, calm down. We have to. Oh, this show has gone to the dogs. We are going to the mailbag right now, I swear. All right, so this is the deal here on ATN. And thanks for listening, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be here at the helm of this little old ship. So I got a lot of interesting email, and it's been piling up because, as you know, I've been in and out of the studio. I've been out speaking and trying to get to the microphone desperately, so I'm so happy to be back here again. But it's been fun to see what's piled up. So I opened the door today, and all the mail just bounced out of the house, if you know what I mean. And we dive into it, and here we go. This one is from Wendy, who says, Kate, I just got to tell you, I've been thinking about you lately, and I'm thinking about football. Because of you and that whole nail the score thing, and a couple of times I did try to nail the score, you remember, I sent in some guesses. I didn't nail it. Nobody nailed it. But I kind of got into football. As much as I like to stay on top of politics and what you call the buzz in the backyard, I sort of got into the whole football thing. And I'm actually excited about the... You know, about the draft, and I'm wondering, who do you think is number one in the draft? Who goes number one? Such a great question, Wendy. And in fact, I'm doing an Invade the Man Cave segment next where I'll go through my draft picks quickly, my mock draft. But it's a toss-up between Sam Darnold from Southern Cal, the quarterback, or Josh Allen. I've heard that the Browns are leaning toward Josh Allen. And Josh Allen would be my first one out of the gate, but who knows for sure. Of course, I have no lock on that, and something could change right before the draft. There's sometimes deals that are made, and that's what I think, though. So I'll give you the first one. My first one is Josh Allen, the quarterback who seems to all of a sudden be getting a lot of buzz. The fire has been lit for Josh Allen. So it's so interesting because out of Wyoming, but just does have a killer arm, that's for sure. All right, let's go to another one. This one comes to us from Anthony. Kate, I've never emailed the show, but boy, I'll tell you what, it is insane what has been going on in D.C. This whole Stormy Daniels affair, the lawsuit, Michael Cohen, the lawyer. I mean, listen, Michael Cohen is going to take the rap, whether he should, shouldn't, whatever. And then what will be curious is what happens after and what happens with that whole $130,000 payment, what they could charge him with, and how deep it really goes. He seems as though he's pretty worried about it. To me, he has that look of panic in his eyes. If he does go down, he could always be pardoned by the Trumpster once Donald Trump gets that opportunity to do it. Well, that's true. Member Scooter Libby. Certainly that could happen. But he's going to plead the fifth. We know that. So pleads the fifth, and you're not going to have anything come out of it, and there's just going to be some decisions to be made. So whatever the hope was that would tumble out of Cohen's mouth, it's not going to happen, which I could have told you he was going to take the fifth. I don't think that's so shocking. It hasn't happened before with a lawyer representing the president. But in this case, that makes complete sense if you look at it from his point of view of this is his big, longtime client. This is the president of the United States. And there is a lot of titillating conversation and interest around Stormy Daniels, so go figure. Here's one from Howard, who says, I got to tell you, Ms. Delaney, and everybody listening to America Tonight, we've certainly seen plenty of hacks in the White House who have had the microphone, including with this Trump administration and the administration before that, the Obama people, you could go to the Bush people. Everybody's had their losers who have tried to deal with the media. But I'll tell you who's like a bulldog that just can't be shaken. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She is, to me, unbelievable as the press secretary because she can fend off the wolves like nothing I've ever seen. What is it about her, do you think, that allows her to seem to be unshakable? You know what? It's interesting you say that because I agree. No matter what is thrown at her, she can deflect. She absolutely can handle whatever the jackals of the White House press throw up. And you really have to be that person. I mean, I almost got trampled by somebody who was covering the VP when I was like a cub reporter. I'll never forget it. There's a whole different attitude toward being the Washington people that cover the White House or the president, the vice president, etc., because they have assigned roles, and they certainly did back when I was doing TV. And you don't want to get beaten by anybody on any story, so you are just all over everything, any piece of information, anything. That's how it is. I mean, really, that's how it is. Okay, so let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Matthew. Again, a new name, I think. Hello, 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 Kate, because you hail from the city of Philadelphia. I decided that for the first time I was going to send you an email. Did you know it is National Pretzel Day? Are you a pretzel fan? I think I've heard you talk about pretzels before. And I would agree with you that the best pretzels, if you have said what I think you've said, are in Philadelphia. Will you be celebrating Pretzel Day? I am, like, killing myself to keep weight off, to lose weight, to do all that kind of stuff you have to do where you can't eat anything good. You know, where you can't eat bread, can't eat soft pretzels and none of that. I just totally agree with you about the pretzels. I think the Philly pretzels are the best. And growing up, they sold them on the street corners. It was like selling hot dogs. And there are all kinds of great pretzel places, though. There's pretzels where, you know, they have that Auntie Anne's pretzels. I noticed that when I was whipping through the airport the other day in Austin, Texas. And they're actually saying you get a free classic pretzel when you get any pretzel on Thursday through Sunday. And they have a loyalty program thing, and then you get stuff as a result of that. And there's other famous pretzel places for sure. At Bucky's convenience stores, they've got, you get a fountain drink if you get a hot pretzel. I like them hot. I mean, that's the key. You get a hot pretzel and then you put mustard on it. That's how you eat a pretzel. I mean, some people put other things on pretzels, like that Auntie Anne's. I think they do a lot of different things. I don't know that, like, they have cinnamon covered pretzels or, you know, whatever. I just like regular pretzels. How's that? Just the regular kind. All right, so we move on to another one. How about this? This comes to us from Alice, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Alexa and the fact that you have the blue dot in your house. I was just reading a story that when younger kids ask Alexa to solve math problems and stuff, that there is this new thing where Alexa can answer some questions that are a little more comprehensive, and that there are even parental controls now. Well, that's pretty interesting, right? That kind of makes sense, because there's probably things they can take advantage of and there's things that they can't. I don't know. I think Amazon's trying to even tinker and figure out the appropriate age, appropriate answers, because that would be tough. How do you know that, right? I think it would be tough to know sometimes when you're, they don't know your age. They can't figure that out. I guess there is a different versions of it, and they're talking about they're going to have age-appropriate books and videos and apps and games and ad-free radio stations and playlists and all that kind of stuff. And it just depends on what you, I guess, subscribe to. And they have the Echo Dot Kids, so that's new. And the Echo Dot Kids is like $80. So it's a kind of a version, a different version. And it's a free one-year subscription of free time unlimited. You get red, green, or blue protective case. Woohoo! And then that's where you can ask those kind of kid questions, right? The whole Alexa thing, every once in a while I'll be sitting in the living room, and that's where we have our blue dot, and Alexa will just suddenly start talking, and I'll think, wow, what did I say to prompt? What did I say out into the air that prompted that answer back to me? It's very, very strange. Coming up next, Invade the Man Cave here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
It's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's time to invade the man cave. I gotta say, the true man on the floor of the NBA has to be LeBron James. Boy, he is just the savior. A buzzer beater gave Cleveland a 3-2 lead in their series. And it's no surprise, because that's what this guy does over and over again. He is Superman. He does do the unbelievable. He said he felt like a kid when he hit the shot. And it was the shot of a lifetime. It just flew in the air, and it was unbelievable. It was vintage LeBron James. I mean, he turns it over. He turned the ball over with the game tied in less than 30 seconds to play. Then he comes up with this game-saving block on one end. Then 3 seconds later, he hits the winning shot on the other end to give that Cavs victory the kiss on it, 98-95 in Game 5 against the Pacers. Booyah is what I have to say to that, because nobody is like him. He is one of a kind. He's the one percenter in his category. The only thing that comes close, I guess, is Michael Jordan in arguing about who is, when he's done his career, who will be the best? Will it be Jordan, or will it be this guy? Will it be Superman? And do you base that on rings? Do you base that on numbers, that's an argument for another day, however, somewhere in some sports bar, because there's a lot left in the tank for LeBron, so we don't want to me, you don't measure at this point. You got to wait till it's all over for him, and he's in the Hall of Fame. All right, how about Condi Rice? She had something to say about the feeder system. The feeder system, of course, being college basketball. And she says, look, college basketball is in trouble, and time is ticking, right, Condi?
We must separate the college track from the professional track by ending one and done. We call on the NBA and the NBPA, who exclusively have power here, to once again make 18-year-olds eligible for the NBA draft so that high school players who are drafted may proceed directly to the NBA. Should the NBA and the NBPA decide not to do so, the commission will reconvene and consider other measures, including freshman ineligibility and or the lockup of scholarships for a specific period of time.
All right, so good for Condi Rice in Indianapolis. And you think about it, she has really tackled this issue. And she took an interest in kind of cleaning this up. And she decided she was gonna shine a light on it. And, you know, this is part of that commission on college basketball. And good for her. She, you know, she says it's got to be fast tracked, and this has to happen. It's not good. There were some votes that were taken on Wednesday, and shortly after the commission's findings were made public to begin the legislative process. It's that hard, deep work of hammering out the details that has to happen. But the ball is moving in the right direction. You have the NCAA investigations, what's happening with these agents, etc. And I think that push to terminate the one-and-done rule is good. That's an allowance for undrafted players to return to college basketball. I mean, it just makes sense to me because it's not only just about killing the game, but it's just about the model and like Condi Rice said, defending that. What is the value proposition between the student-athlete and the university? The basketball player goes out, generates through team play extraordinary money, revenues, which then produce high salaries for coaches. But the value prop from, she says, our point of view is that you're engaging in an activity that's going to give you a lifetime value proposition in the form of a college degree. So it's that argument about college degree, the ride you get, all that kind of stuff. We move from Condi Rice to Ben Simmons. How about those Philadelphia 76ers just the other day saying goodbye to the Heat with a 104-91 win and a 4-1 series win. They roll out of the first round. What's that like, Ben Simmons?
Moving forward, the playoffs get more physical and more intense, and you know, whoever our opponent is in the next round, whether it's Boston or Milwaukee, it'll be a lot more of the same. You know, there's an adjustment in terms of execution. There's an adjustment in terms of taking care of the ball, and at times we handled it well. But as Coach probably said to you guys, we feel like we still have a lot of room for growth in those areas, and if we do that, then I think we'll be you know, in a good place and have a chance to win.
Sweet! Coming from Philadelphia, or over the bridge from Philadelphia, it is shocking to see the 76ers in this position, but they have the right players. They were hot down the stretch. They beat the Heat, and now D. Wade from the other side decides whether he's going to retire or not. But pretty exciting to see what Philly's done. And I talked about opening up Invade the Man Cave with a true man in Superman and the amazing shot that he took. But I'd say you could hand out some big high fives to all the 76ers for invading the hardwoods the way they have this time around. By the way, kudos to the Warriors because they knocked off the Spurs 99-91. They also won their first round series 4-1, so pretty interesting stuff. Boston leads their series 3-2 against the Bucks, by the way. That's been a kind of an interesting series for sure. We could jump all over the place, but I want to jump here. You know, sometimes I think there should be a mercy rule. There should be a mercy rule when you're just getting the doors blown off of you. The Nationals and the Giants tangled today, and here's how that ended.
3-1 count the pitch. A little bouncer up the first base side. In and to his left goes Adams to glove it and takes it to the bag for the out. And this ball game, mercifully, is over. 15 runs, 18 hits, and no errors for Washington. The Giants, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors.
Thanks to Westwood One for that play-by-play call. Yeah, the Nationals just smothered the Giants. I like that. Mercifully, this game is over. Max Scherzer, the easy winner for the Nationals, picking up his 5th win. And it just became a laugher. I mean, that's, you know, what happened. They got buried. The Giants did. In the, they got buried by a couple of different players who just were all over them. Matt Adams homered and drove in 6 runs. I mean, he was your super stud. And, you know, it's interesting because Washington is 11-14 on the season. And if you look at the NLE standings, New York is on top, 15 wins and 7 losses. Philadelphia right on their heels. 15 wins and 8 losses. So Washington projected by some to be the team to pick, but I don't know. It's early in the season, however, very early in the season. All right, NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, and what is that draft going to look like? How about a little mock draft for you? Would you like to hear my mock draft? I'm certainly all about doing that and looking at the top of the draft. I think we have some music. Mock draft. All right, so quickly, here we go. Number one, the Cleveland Browns are going to pick up Josh, the man, Allen. Yes, Sam Darnold is going to the Giants from Southern California, so 2 quarterbacks at the top. The Jets are going to pick Baker Mayfield, the quarterback from Oklahoma. The Cleveland Browns are going to pick Saquon Barkley, the stud running back from Penn State. The Denver Broncos are going to pick Bradley Chubb, the defensive end from North Carolina State. Indianapolis Colts, they're going to go with Roquan Smith, the linebacker from Georgia. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Derwin James, the safety from Florida State. The Bears, Tremaine Edmonds, he is a stud out of Virginia Tech, a linebacker. They need him. San Francisco 49ers are going to go the way of Minka Fitzpatrick, the safety from Bama, and the Oakland Raiders, Denzel Ward, corner from Ohio State, Josh Rosen, the quarterback from UCLA, goes to the Dolphins, the Flying Fish, Buffalo, Josh Allen, they wanted him, sorry, Sam Darnold, I hear ya. That's it for some of my mock draft. How about that? We gave you a little bit more than the top 10. And, of course, there are more players to go through. Ooh, you go all the way up to 32. That first round is going to be crazy. And that's it for this version of Invade the Man Cave.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.